The Public Works Department spent about a day removing the pavement from a quarter-mile stretch of Anna Drive shortly before Christmas. The move took residents by surprise, especially this one.
We have initiated a program which I have affectionately dubbed the Back to the Future Roads Program.
Mark Gorman is Sitka's municipal administrator at a recent assembly meeting.
I so happen to be a resident on Anna Drive. The road has been turned from very bad asphalt to gravel because we don't have the resources to it and has actually improved the safety of that drive.
Gorman says he didn't realize his street was going to be taken up until work actually started, but things were pretty bad. Cars would typically move far out of the correct lane to avoid the deep ruts in the pavement, which created a hazard on the hairpin turn. Now it's smooth gravel.
It was potholed so bad we could not put in the patch and have it last very long.
Michael Harmon is Sitka's director of public works. Although his department might have given a little better notice, he says Anna Drive was a no-brainer.
It was really halfway to gravel, and so to make it safe and easy to travel, it was ready for it to transition. We had to do something.
And there are other streets on the list, Harmon says. When I ask him for specifics, he says Valhalla and Viking Way jump to the top, along with sections of Monastery Street. But he also shrugs and says it's a big list.
There is hardly a road in our inventory that's even in good enough shape to overlay, and in my mind, that's very bad.
Sitka has 24 miles of paved residential streets, and Harmon says they're all aging past the point of repair. Just to replace the most heavily used streets, the ones with curbs, sidewalks, and gutters, like Lincoln and Lake Streets, will cost $28 million. Sitka's annual roads budget, around $1 million this year. Harmon says saving Sitka's most used streets is his priority, but he's still trying to stretch pavement money farther than physically possible.
So even at $1 million, that's 28 years, a road doesn't even last that long, to just get our curb, gutter, sidewalk. And that's missing, lane mile-wise, is missing about 60 to 70% of our infrastructure is not even included in that.
And if that's the rock, here's the hard place. Even in gravel, streets like Anna Drive are still expensive to maintain. According to Harmon, a complete reversion would not break even under the current budget.
If we went to all gravel, I think we're facing, it's a little over $1 million a year just to maintain that, which is, again, more than we're putting in the roads now.
The reversion to gravel does have an upside. Harmon says that taking up old pavement is also the first step toward putting down new. And it can be months or years if a neighborhood decides to pull together and pave its street. So far, that hasn't happened. The Gavin Hill subdivision, which has never had pavement, recently rejected forming an LID, or local improvement district, for paving. Other funding alternatives, like a vehicle tax, have also met firm resistance from the public. Harmon is a lifelong Sitka resident, however, and he remembers when gravel was the norm.
Can taste it in your teeth when you're riding a bike on a road like that or walking on it. It finds its way all in your house. And I talk to folks who remember the days when it was gravel roads, and they talk about how their clothes were dusty and their whole inside of their house was totally different. So I know it would be a vast departure from the lifestyle that we know today.
A vast departure, at least until Sitkins pull on to one of the community's three state-funded highways. Sawmill Creek Road, Halibut Point Road, and Harbor Drive, and the roundabout have all been replaced over the last few years, as have several downtown streets which required sewer and water upgrades. The tab for all that work topped $70 million. And Edgecombe Drive will be replaced mostly at state expense next summer for $5 million. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.